Isaiah chapter 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover your locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Your nakedness will be uncovered, yes. Your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet you like a man. As for our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. You sit silent, and get you into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I have polluted my inheritance, and I've given them into your hand, and you did show them no mercy. Upon the ancient have you very heavily laid your yoke. And you said, I shall be a lady forever, so that you did not lay these things to your heart, and neither did you remember the latter end of it. Therefore, hear this now, you who were given to pleasures, who dwelled carelessly, and say in your heart, I am, and no one else is there beside me, I shall not sit a widow, neither will I know the loss of children. But these two things will come to you in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They will come upon you in their perfection for the multitude of your sorceries, and for the great abundance of your enchantments, for you have trusted in your wickedness, and you have said, No one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, it has perverted you, and you have said in your heart, I am, and no one else is there besides me. Therefore will evil come upon you. You will not know from where it rises up, and mischief will fall upon you. You will not be able to put it off. And desolation will come upon you suddenly, which you will not know. Stand now with your enchantments, and with the multitude of your sorceries, in which you have labored from your youth. If so you are able to profit, if so be you may prevail, you are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, and the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that will come upon you. Behold, they will be as stubble. The fire will burn them, and they will not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There will not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before. Thus shall they be to you with whom you've labored, even your merchants, since your youth. They will wander every one to his quarter, and none of them, no one, will save you. End of chapter.